You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us is AJ Salim at Suprex Learning, a company that helps all sorts of students achieve their educational goals. AJ, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and good morning to you. So tell us, for starters, what is the challenge for businesses that are on the top of search engines versus companies that have strong word of mouth or branding to kick things off here today?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question, Eric. So part of the challenge for new companies is that, they don't have a brand set and they might not have the word of mouth as companies that have been established or been in business for 10, 20 years. So part of the challenge is that, you could be on the top of search engines like Google and Bing, but you might have trouble converting customers because a lot of customers resonate. They tend to buy when they have a word of mouth or a referral for that brand or for that company, versus if you're just searching on Google for a service, let's say, in my example, it'd be tutoring. You just have, you can be on the top of search engines on Google. You could be the top 1 to 3 results, but you still have customers that are a little bit worried just because they may have not recognized a brand. And so building a brand does take some time. So sometimes, people could say could take up between 10, 20 years. Now, of course, if you're a technology company from Silicon Valley, sometimes when you create an app, that could go the other way, and you could have just strong word of mouth very quickly. So, it really depends. Some companies don't even need search engines. You could look at Uber as an example. They don't need Google, but they have strong word of mouth, and they've only been in business, I'd say, about 5 to 6 years. But that's the power of word of mouth versus just being on the top of search engines.
And changing gears a little, tell us, how important is salary versus meaningfulness of a job?
Yeah. You'd actually be surprised, Eric, how much employees value the meaningfulness of their job and how much they emphasize on the value that they're providing to the community. Recent graduates and millennials, they want to be fulfilled. They want to have a fulfillment for the job that they're doing. So they might be able, they might, a lot of them would be willing to give up somewhat of a pay cut to know that they're actually doing something valuable to society. So I myself in my company, we hire college graduates and those with a couple of years of experience at a lower pay scale than the industry average. But we do tell them that, they are providing a lot of value to the community, of course, by helping students. We're literally transforming students' lives through our tutoring. And then we also have do test prep. We help students get into the colleges they want to get into. We help students get into the private schools they want to get into. We also have a private school that helps students with learning disabilities like ADHD and dyslexia. So we really emphasize the value that our employees are providing to families, parents, and students. So when you do that, they are willing to forego a salary that they would have gotten at a Fortune 500 company and be willing to take a pay cut just because they know that they're actually helping people out.
Now, what was the jump you took to start your business, and did you have a plan looking at your launch of SuperX Learning?
I actually didn't have a business plan. I think what's ironic is that, you know, I graduated with my MBA from the University of Houston, and a lot of what they teach you in business school is that you need to perform, you need to make a business plan, and that's the way that you should start your business before you actually jump into doing it. The thing with that is you could spend a lot of time on creating a business plan, but you could actually not implement it. I think that's the challenge that quite a bit of people might have, is that, you know, they spend a lot of time planning, but they don't spend that same amount or more time doing the action items, like actually going out and creating the business, going out and getting some pre-sales, going out, you know, door to door or business to business, and asking for interest for a product or service. So, you know, what I did was I actually went and started tutoring myself. I put myself on Craigslist, and I advertised myself at that time about $18 an hour. And sure enough, I got some clients. And, you know, after that, I started hiring people that I knew. So I just actually just jumped into the business. I didn't have a formal business plan set up. And I think that's some of the best ways to start a business. If you see a lot of businesses that start up, even some of these tech companies, you know, they just kind of jumped into doing something they loved. And then, you know, they just made a business out of it. You know, many didn't even, you know, put together a formal plan. They just went ahead and did something they loved and that they had a passion for. And then they created into a business.
Today, we're speaking with AJ Salim at SuperX Learning, a company that helps all sorts of students achieve their educational goals, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. AJ, should you always have a customer is always right mentality? Touch on that if you would.
Sure, Eric. The customer's always right mentality, that's something that a lot of business owners, they hear, you know, in the beginning stage of their business or in the middle of the stage of their business. The thing with that is that, you know, as business owners, we get caught up in making sure that we appease every customer, and that, you know, the customer is always right. And, you know, I think for a lot of cases, yes, you can go with that belief, but, as business owners, we have to look out for ourselves too, and our employees too. So it's actually a two-way street. You have to do what's right for yourself as a business owner and what's right for your employees. And, you know, the customer is also someone that you have to look out for, but, you have to look out for everybody's interests. So, you know, there's multiple stakeholders involved. So let's say, like, you know, a customer is demanding a refund because they're not happy with the service. And, you know, but in your agreement, you have in your agreement, it says that you can't give out refunds. So in this case, you know, if you have a customer is always right mentality, you might justify by saying, you know, I don't want to get any bad rep. You know, I don't want to get any negative social media. However, you also have to look out for your business, because that's loss of income if you do issue a refund for that customer that's asking for it. Like I said, whether they're just not satisfied with the service, or they might even be coming up with an excuse to get out of their agreement. And so those are things you have to take into account. You know, customers might not tell you everything as well. So you'll have customers that also want to take advantage of you and take advantage of the system that you have set in place. So you also have to be firm in you know, your agreements that you set and the way you do your business, because there will be customers out there that will, you know, sometimes some of them will be intentionally trying to harm your business. Some of them will do it unintentionally. But, you know, you do have to look out for your bottom line as well, and your employees, because you do have to, you do also have to make payroll for your staff as well. So, there's multiple stakeholders involved. So if you make the customer happy for them, you might be dissatisfying your business and employees as well. So, because what you do for one customer, you should be doing for other customers. And, you know, if you make an exception for a customer, then that actually takes away the fairness of your business practices. So that's why, you got to look at all the elements of that, that famous saying, the customer is always right.
Certainly appreciate all the information and insight from your expertise to this point. Now, in conclusion, can you tell me the difference between time efficiency at a startup versus Fortune 500 company or another large corporation?
Yeah. So if you've talked to people that work at different Fortune 500 companies versus a startup environment, a handful of Fortune 500 jobs, you do have a fair amount of downtime. Now, it also depends on the industry and the company you work for. But just because you have to look at the dynamics of a Fortune 500 company, they have layers upon layers of management. They have a lot of these large corporations have thousands of jobs. So you'll have one person doing one task, such as one job title might be this person is a buyer. Another job title might be this person is a human resources rep and they just do payroll. Another job title might be they just do accounts payable. So you have in a Fortune 500 company, you have titles for, really one job description. Now in a startup environment, it's kind of the opposite. Because time and money are very scarce. In a startup environment, every dollar and every minute counts. So you have employees that will be wearing multiple hats, actually. So one employee might be doing marketing, sales. It might be going out to, in my case, it might be also going out to tutoring centers, schools, to go visit with principals. And then they also might be doing some online marketing as well, doing some Google AdWords and working on our website. So I've already mentioned four different things in a job description. In a startup environment like what we have at Suprex Learning. So that's just the dynamics of the startup, just because you don't have access to public funds like through the stock exchange, or you might not have as much credit available to you as a business owner. So just naturally, you really have to make every minute count for the employees. So you really don't have much downtime. And that's something that I always emphasize to my employees is that I'm going to give you enough things to do that you don't really have much downtime. And also it keeps the job interesting and it prevents them from, almost being bored as well. So you'll see a lot of people, quite a few people, they don't like their jobs, or, they feel like they might feel bored at work many times. And then, you'll see a handful of employees that go on Facebook and do their personal things at work. But, an environment like mine and many other startups, you have enough tasks to do that you don't have much downtime. So, the downtime might be cut from a couple hours to just a few minutes from a large corporation to a startup.
AJ, it's been fantastic to have you with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks for all the details and information and for your expertise. Where can listeners get more information about Suprex Learning online, and how can they be in touch?
Yes, absolutely. They can get some more information at our website, suprexlearning.com. That's Suprex learning.com. And they can also email us at tutor, TUTOR, at suprexlearning.com. And we'd love to answer any questions that other entrepreneurs or business owners might have. you know, it's always great to be able to share insights and ideas from different types of businesses.
Once again, AJ, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too, Eric. Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with AJ Saleem at Suprex Learning, a company that helps all sorts of students achieve their educational goals. And for more information, simply visit suprexlearning.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.